for the week that he had prescribed it.
What is it?
It's morphine.
What is the effect of that? I think you ignore wounds.
Yeah, you ignore the wound penalties.
It doesn't hurt, no, it dulls pain.
It's just,
there's a risk of addiction.
Yeah, at the end of the 7 days, you have to make a bigger roll.
I mean, do I hurt enough to that I would want some kind of painkiller?
Yes, you do.
Then I probably would take it.
Okay. Then, at the end of the 7 days, give me a vigor check.
Otherwise, you become addicted to morphine. I remember one of the other characters in the Ripper's game had a morphine addiction.
I remember the mother cat had an addiction to morphine. Or some sort of drug.
He did.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What?
Because he gets fucked up. You got addicted to morphine.
Oh, yeah. The drunk guy.
That's right.
Okay. I felt sorry for the giant cat that we saved. We got addicted to the medicine because I think you drugged her, and then she killed her kittens.
All right, well, do we get a reply from you at all?
I didn't. I would reply that I didn't take the dust.
That's not what I asked. My question was, are you able to come? If not, we are going to go and take care of the pillar without you.
If all you're doing is blowing it up, then I won't be necessary. And like I said, just take Ruta with you if you're doing it for extra precaution. I could stay and watch over the lodge.
This is operating on the assumption we already have the explosive, do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we paid for it.
That doesn't mean we have it. You're going to have to smuggle it onto the train. Because it is an active bomb.
I thought we were taking a carriage. Did we take a carriage last time?
Took a train.
You took a train and then a carriage from the train line. Mm. Because the train doesn't go directly to Small Bumpkin Town.
Right, but I guess we'll pack it in a crate.
No.
No, put it on the bottom of the cup. No one looks there.
No, we will borrow one of your steamer trunks.
Okay.
Alright. Just give me a simple stealth check.
Now be careful, it just soak and laid.
Okay. My stealth is a D4. What's your stealth?
Down.
How about you assist?
He got a 4, that's all he needed.
Oh. Thank you, Ivan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You easily contain it, and it's actually about 20 pounds. It's a lot of bomb.
In actuality, when I have a D6, I feel confident I could actually make a primary roll as it. When I got a D4, I don't feel comfortable making rolls by myself. It means that if it's necessary, I can do it. But I'd rather not.
Okay. Well, you know, what? You guys will arrive in town. They're more than happy to... Well, he would, since a lot of the town doesn't know about this, the deputy would like you to try and do it at the least amount of people possible.
So, midnight, basically?
Yes.
At night. It doesn't have to be midnight. It could be, like, 10.
Well, at about 6 o'clock, there are D12 witnesses. At 10, at 7, there are D10. At 9, there are D8. At 10, there are D6. At 11, there are D4. And at midnight, there are none.
Midnight it is.
Alright. So, as you guys are finishing setting it up, you know, basically the half moon irradiates up.
I hope there's instructions on how to set off the explosives.
Yes. It's got a 1 minute timer.
By the way, we did bring Rudolph along at her suggestion.
That's right.
What's attacking us?
As soon as the moonlight hits it and you are near it, the pillar itself kind of hums a little. Somehow, someone somewhere is activating it. And it is going to attempt to bolt the nearest person, which, let's see, who would be the person probably bringing it up? Probably you?
I suppose.
You probably don't have any exposure to explosive of any kind, nor do you. You're probably the closest one.
Let's see, what skills do I have? I suppose...
Does anyone have repair?
Hi.
No.
Repair is what you need. Alright. Alright. Fires at the group. Alright. It fires a single bolt at you. You basically... Let's see how many rounds you have left. You have 6 rounds until you finish
this.
Until I finish setting it, or?
Until you finish setting it, then you can activate. Fires the bolt and misses.
Oh, shit.
Ryan. It's defending itself. It's your turn. Do you want to do anything?
Stop that.
Really?
What am I supposed
really,
to
Really, Liam?
Am I supposed to stab the pillar? Like, that's gonna help?
Try it! You could try!
Alright.
I'll stab it with a sword cane. It is a stone pillar.
That's kind of what I thought.
Not a knife, not a sword. Something heavier, like a bludgeon, like a maul, something like that.
Can I borrow your axe?
My axe? That'd dull the axe.
Hand axe. It might do something. I'm just saying that a sword cane will break.
Alright, fine. Continue berating the pillar.
Stop it!
You have taunt.
No.
Well, you're attempting to taunt it, so roll a d4 minus 2.
He succeeds. The pillar is shaking.
If you succeed with the raise, it does.
Double one!
Yeah. In fact, it doesn't look like it really cares. You are definitely not a threat, Ivan.
Gonna taunt the pillar.
Or he's gonna cast deflection on you or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, deflection.
Double one! Yeah!
Your brain explodes!
There we go.
Success with the raise.
So it's now minus 4.
4.
4 to hit you. You have 5 rounds left, Alex.
And I step back.
They didn't teach me how to arm bombs at the martial training camp.
It fires again. That's a minus 4.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't
10
matter.
To hit with a raise. That's with the minus 4. It was a 14.
Vort!
13. 19. 20.
Now's a good time to play that card.
Yeah, I can't. He just rolled damage.
Play it before damage.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to double it?
He's got backstab.
And it adds a d20.
Let's see. So 20 minus my toughness of 9 is
11. That's 2 wounds.
Only 2. Could have knocked me out.
There's a reason I'm the tank.
Thunderclap! Taunt! Taunt!
Of course, block.
He is taunting.
Of course, my block isn't helping here.
Mm-hmm. Eh? 5. You'll soak 1. You are 1 wound and shaken.
If I'm shaken, that means I won't get a turn to set the bomb.
That is correct. It will stay at 5. Or what you could do is take the hit and then burn a bait to automatically remove shake.
Yeah. He's got one right there, too.
Now we have 2.
I'll have a guaranteed one. I ignore wound penalties anyway, so... Yeah.
Since you were hit, you do need to give me a repair check. You ignore the wound penalty, so it's just a simple 4. Because basically, it's bugging you. The pillar is trying to kill you. 4. You succeed. Goes down to 4 turns. Ivan! No, Ruta.
I shall taunt you a second time!
Does Ruta have taunt?
That's... a highly unlikely situation.
So he's a ranged person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we should... Wait.
He does not have taunt. So, he attempts to insult its mother.
Ruta can't go with him.
Oh, that's right. Ruta's gone.
Fine. Horse.
Okay.
He has knowledge arcane.
Oh, there we go. Where did I do 4 go?
I gave them all to him.
No. This is outside my knowledge. So, he taunts it. Nah, it doesn't care. Ivan.
I did what I could.
Ryan?
So,
is there a barn nearby that might have a sledgehammer?
A barn nearby?
No.
Barn
just put me down as cold.
Yeah, that's why I left your card. Sure, you're going to go look for an improvised weapon.
Well, sledgehammer. Or some such.
you're gonna
improvised
have to break,
bludgeoning weapon.
Otherwise, you're gonna have to break into the general store, and you can't.
Be a big meatus.
Continues its reign of oppression.
Oppress!
No. Zero. He misses his turn. Ruda.
Taunts your mother.
Goes down to three turns. You weren't hit, so you don't have to make a repair check. They're still on hold, so bam. Bam. Bam.
Goes down to two
turns.
Give
me a perception check. You're looking, so give me a perception check.
Nine.
You find what seems to be a 2x4. You got a 2x4.
Okay.
And you begin heading back over.
Grab that and head back over.
Down to two turns. Ruda, or... Kim. Minus four is
no.
Two.
Thank you, Ivan. Mm-hmm.
One turn. Well, after Ruda
successfully taunts him, it goes down to one turn for you. It shoots Horace, getting a one. You don't have to roll to hit the pillar. Just roll your strength die and a d6. It breaks basically after this.
Okay, wait. I tried and smack it right where the thingy's.
I understand. You need a total of a 10 to shake it. A 14 will actually break it.
Four.
Made out of balsa wood.
Craft.
He runs. You successfully set up the bomb.
Somebody set us up the bomb.
You're 6 inches away.
I run away now.
Okay. Assume you're moving as well. Okay. Basically, you're going to get one shot in your back as you leave. 9 minus 4 is 5.
It hits without a raise, thankfully.
7 does nothing. All right.
No.
No. Ah!
Stop it!
Now, we'll go off in 1 minute. You guys are advised to be... Let me see...
Hopefully the buildings are far enough away from this explosive.
You are recommended to be 100 feet away.
How far are the buildings?
Less than that.
Great. Oh, well.
They're about a total of 15 away.
15 feet?
15 squares.
Oh, okay.
So about 75 feet.
Okay, so they're going to be at the edge
and
of
also,
the explosion.
It might not be just the... Explosion, it might be shrapnel or...
That, I'm assuming it's shrapnel.
That for maximum safe distance, it's 20 squares. At 100 feet, the shrapnel won't get you.
Okay. So we're looking at some broken windows and some stone shards.
The buildings at the end of the explosion take 7. So yeah, broken windows. Not even the woods cracked.
Okay. And then I suggest we hightail it before they wake up and say,
"What the fuck?"
And pillar... With the amount of explosives you put on it, it's not there.
Okay.
By the way, can you detect magic?
Yes.
there we go. You couldn't hear for a while. There's trace amounts, but it's diminishing.
As in... There's still bits of the pillar in the air.
Bits of the pillar are going, and the magic's dispelling.
Is it gone? Or it's gone away, I should say.
All right.
Well, let's get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Back on down, you guys go.
Can I look at my own wounds?
No. Yes, actually, you can. You take the wound penalty of the person you're attempting to heal... And then you add your wounds that you've taken. So you're at a...
Minus one.
Minus so you're two. Minus two.
Minus one. I ignore my...
That's right. You ignore your own wound penalty.
So I ignore my... For healing, but there's a penalty on me that I don't ignore.
Yes, because the person you're healing has a minus one.
I'm weird like that.
At least this is a system where you can heal yourself.
You can just be hard.
No.
No. No. Yes.
There you go. Took you 30 minutes. How do I band-aid a magic bolt?
Well, let's
aloe vera. Oh. It's like a really bad sunburn. Okay. So, then you guys hightail it back. Let's see, it's now... figure a day up there, a day back. Jessica, you can make another vigor check. Hold on. He does not assist you.
He was of no help.
You wish to burn a Benny? Seven, so he actually adds one plus his medical kit. 10 minus 2 is 8. He adds 2.
You heal one wound.
Forgot about his medical bag. But the last
James
one
is at my house this week, right?
Yes. That's why we're here right now.
That's what I thought.
So by the time you guys get back, she's looking better. And now, yeah. You guys are back in London now. You guys have... it's the 25th now. He has to be here for his tournament, which is on the 5th. So you guys have another couple weeks to kill.
Because it's going to take longer than that to visit America.
It's the boat ride over.
Yeah.
So in this downtime, I would recommend, honestly, that you guys just kind of prowl around the city looking to see if you can notice any strange killers.
Very well.
Okay.
Ivan is the one who's making the notice checks.
Yeah.
Ivan is the only one who can detect that the pillars are magical.
Can I look for, donators?
Someone
with a yeah. Pen. Looking for someone with a 10.
Yeah, that's awesome. Deep 10. Oh, okay. Wrong thing.
Like, I need to donate it for what? Kidneys. Thank you for volunteering.
All right, hold on really quick.
Kidney shot!
Put that. I was looking for my ultimate magic book.
Your ultimate magic spell book?
Yes, actually. that's what it is for Pathfinder. Okay. Then Ultimate Combat is coming out soon.
Mm-hmm. The fighter and you!
And rogues and rangers.
Probably fighters, barbarians.
Oh, barbarians.
Rangers.
Maybe monks.
Probably more for monks since they are combat. It's just the ultimate magic.
I can see monks being small bits and all.
It was, because if you notice, the monk only had one class variant in ultimate magic.
Yeah, the Keymaster.
Which is basically making a monk more magical.
What I thought was funny is when you said that, I was thinking key E-Y. Like,
oh, key Keymaster. Keymaster. He's got a keyblade.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, great.
So I'm making those ships?
Yes, you're
is
making those
per
ships.
Day, or...?
Yes, it's on a per day basis, because you're covering such a large area.
Okay, I'll do a week, and I want to try to get a rip protect done.
Okay. So, you're going to attempt to get a rip protect done. Hold on. Hey, we get paid soon. Yep. Yes, you do.
Again?
Yeah, it's almost the first. Damn. That's why I wasn't too worried about bleeding you guys. Sorry. I'm almost broke.
So am I.
Okay. What rip protect do you wish to have done?
The eyes.
All right.
Which is like a minus one reason, and then... I get to see in the dark.
Dr. Hammond will be more than happy to give you some new eyes.
And then the flaw is I get a weakness of the donator. And benefit
which
is
silver. If it's world.
If it's world.
Yeah.
But this is after a week of looking at pillars and straight.
Okay, so let's see. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Alright, so give me 7 nose checks before I write.
No.
No.
No. No. Yes. Maybe with a raise.
And he needs a raise.
No.
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 Maybe.
No.
Maybe. Finally!
Yes. On the 6th day, so 1, 2... It is now the 31st of May. Jessica, you get another heal check. Plus a net of 4, or plus a net of 3, minus
1.
1. So he's got an 8, so that's a plus 2. You're fine.
Yay!
Finally, after 15 days of relaxing.
I want to do something now.
And all, honestly, of all the characters, she makes the most sense. She is noble.
Can I get my dust back?
2 weeks in a day.
You just threw the dust at me!
2 pounds floating through the air.
They weren't properly sealed.
I think you made
it. It's just dust, it's not pills.
I think you made a big grown man cry.
It takes a big man to cry. It takes an even bigger man to laugh at the big man cry.
Okay, I pour the dust back in my snuff box.
Give me the gin.
Sorry, I was just shucking at the idea of you sneezing.
Oh,
you feel better though.
That's an expensive sneeze.
All right.
Yeah, mucus all over your dead person.
On the sixth day. You know, it's the 31st. You're getting really tired of looking for this stupid
magic
pillar. Stupid magic pillar. When you're just kind of walking out and about. But when you find a pillar along the Thames, it's a stone pillar that's a memorial to 6 people that died when they accidentally fell into the river and drowned. But you detect that it has similar magic. Since you've seen the teleportation magic before,
right.
You get the same vibe from this. And of course, you know, it's kind of off the beaten path, but it's also kind of, I wouldn't say it's isolated. So to speak.
Is there anything within 70-ish feet of it?
Yes, actually there's things within about 20 feet of it. Because basically, here's the pillar, here's like the sidewalk, and here's storefronts.
This is London.
Or from house fronts, actually.
This is London.
This is London. They don't have the space. You know, they were being pretty generous with having a 20-foot road in between here and there. That's accounting the sidewalk, and then 15 feet, and then buildings.
That's where you just move the pillar.
And you... this is the same vibe. You're pretty sure this is... And this is an East End, ironically.
Yeah.
This is within your jurisdiction.
Of course it is, so that means we can't just pawn it off on the Helsings.
I report this.
Well, if you're willing to pay for the cost of the bomb...
Can't we just hack at it? Take some pickaxes and start hacking at it.
It's up to you if you really want to start beating it.
I'm not sure I'd do that. Because I don't want to do another 15-pound blow at me.
I'm not comfortable bombing East End.
I'm just saying.
Alright, why don't we...
There are plenty of anarchists, you could just blame it on them.
No, we should tell the anarchists, that is a symbol of the government.
Okay, do you want to start hunting down anarchists? You can't.
I wouldn't.
You have to talk to them. Convince them to blow a pillar in East End.
Fancy noble. I want you to blow this up because it's a pillar of the government. Oh, angry socialite, huh?
I'm not even from your government.
Even better. She's Indian. They conquered India.
Oh, then. That makes sense to me.
Bomb the oppressive government!
Somebody blow up a pillar in the poorest section of town.
Just because they're anarchists doesn't mean they're anarchists because they have poor planets.
Oh my leg. They do have the dynamite.
They have the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite.
No idea what they were planning to use it for though.
That they've actually been planning a bombing.
We don't know that though.
No. You know, you have to hunt down the enemy.
This is the joking thing.
Which is a streetwise.
Make them... Okay, I know you're planning on bombing. This pillar in East End works. Put this in a poor section. They would never expect it.
Yeah. Well, the trouble is that it's a monument, but then again, we're going to blow it up anyway. So...
It's either a quick, painless death with an explosion or slow beating with pickaxes.
I vote for the quick, painless death. And if we can get someone else to do this for us, less likely to get arrested.
And or fail and die.
And the plus side is if you do use dynamite, its wick is however long they make it. It's not the, it takes 30 seconds to finish setting up the bomb.
Okay.
Because we were using a very, a more advanced type of explosive.
So, so what are the chances they're going to get beamed?
Probably pretty good.
That's another thing I was worried about.
Is anyone heroic?
No.
No.
You don't give a damn.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking...
Here's the thing.
Well, yeah, I suppose people are like, no, they're crazy.
They're
really going to shoot lightning out of it.
And if they're buying up dynamite, they're going to blow up something.
We might as well try and get it to be something constructive.
And rather than blowing up something like a hospital or a school.
And if a few of them die, it's less that are going to bomb something that could be important.
Okay. You, I need you to do some investigations for me. I need you to figure out who lives in the area and if we can get them out at the bars late at night. So when the bombing happens, they're not at the house.
Just get them evacuated.
What's your streetwise?
D4, I believe.
I can do it for you if you want to go get ready for your surgery.
And streetwise is a D4, yeah.
My streetwise is a D6.
Yeah, we can't let you know we're doing this.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you kind of have to be kept in the dark.
Oh, I know. I need to plan a party for the four people in this direction. I know they all drink.
Who doesn't
drink? Can you assist me on this?
You want to throw a party for four people?
I need something to do. I've been sitting at my house for 3 weeks.
Show him the sketches.
And you try... Well, not for me to answer the question, I suppose. What do you want me to do?
Well, I need to...
I mean, just in case, try to get...
Do you guys keep the decibels down to a point where it doesn't hurt my ears?
No.
Sorry. Thank you.
I don't know. I need something to do...
Through these...
Oh,
I don't know.
Need their attention?
Yes, I don't know. I don't know what grabs.
It's okay, we'll
the
just go downstairs next
time. Attention. I've only been here for 3 months.
I was saying how I feel comfortable down
giving something out for free. I think would give someone
being sandwiched between two men
most of their attentions.
You know, there are some people who would love that.
So do you think if
Steven,
we go
but no,
to
not
a bar,
pub,
and we just buy everyone drinks?
I think that would spread word fairly quickly. Yes.
Mm. Good food.
Okay.
Reasonable.
You guys need to give me streetwise. See if you can find the anarchist.
But loud. Duck.
And being a marshal, you are well equipped for this job.
Terrible food. Oh, but that's England.
Looking for anarchists. Right, that's actually a big thing in the U.S. at this
pork.
Point. Actually, anarchist bombing. It was actually L.A., printing press there actually got blown up and killed like 3 people.
That may be a case that's upcoming in L.A. Noir.
This was back in the 1880s.
Oh, no, okay, never mind, they're not the 40s.
Mm-hmm. They don't have printing presses in the 40s anyway. Well, not like common.
Whatever. You find the anarchists, they're gonna like, and who are you?
I'm not actually talking to them, I'm just locating them for her.
Oh. You locate them. They're located out of a bar.
Okay.
That's kind of where they use their kind of secret handshakes, mojo stuff.
A pub.
Because I don't have any sort of...
So what's your anarchist handshake?
I'm sorry, but that's wrong. We changed that last week.
And the handshake you're using is wrong. We changed it 30 minutes ago.
Damn anarchists.
I'm sorry, that...
No organization at all.
That handshake is wrong, too. We changed it 15 minutes ago.
So eventually there's just one guy left in the anarchist because no one else knows the secret handshake.
Yeah, I'm the head anarchist.
I change the thingy every 5 minutes, the handshake.
He's 12. Anyway. All right, Jessica, they've located the anarchists. They're working out of a bar.
He's planning food for me.
Okay.
I said give them free stuff, and that will get
everyone's
attention.
Yeah, you know the best places in town. You're a local.
Exactly.
And I have D6 streetwise.
There you go.
And I got a 7 on my roll.
Well, there you go. You found some stuff. It's cheap, not free, but cheap. Give me a persuasion check to see if you can convince them to do the bombing.